How much can your life change in 2 months? Let me show you my story. On 3rd of January 2023, my dad took his life. Forget about drive, motivation, goals. For a few weeks, I couldn't even think straight. Me and my girlfriend broke up after a year-long relationship, and a few days later, I broke my leg. While I was in a cast, I gained weight. It was technically intended because I was on a bulk, but I couldn't exercise properly, so I gained 5 kilograms of pure fat, and that way I got to an overweight category. At that point, in March, I realized that I completely lost control over my life, which left me with only one option. I chose to delete all social media apps from my phone and restrict my contact to other people. I also promised myself to plan every day beforehand, lose 1 kilogram per week, get a regular sleep schedule from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., read at least 10 pages every evening, and practice mindfulness on a daily basis. All those things were supposed to help me get back control over my life, but I instantly came up against a huge problem.
Being on social media is literally my job. If I decide to quit for a longer period of time, I may lose a lot of followers and reach. But I also realize that I'm going to either take a break or lose my mind.
Stress and anxiety come from within, so I had to stay alone, in silence, to achieve peace in my mind, and only then transfer that to the outside world. I didn't see my friends after school, and I didn't show up on social media or my Discord server at all. Other than going to school, the first week I've spent most of my free time reading books, learning to jump the rope, working out and meditating.
I already feel better, my mind is definitely calmer than before. One thing I still worry about is my social media presence, but I guess my health is priority now. Every evening I also feel a lack of social interactions, I feel the need to join a Discord voice chat, but at the same time I enjoy going to sleep early because I get to wake up early.
I did the same boring things from Monday till Friday, but on the weekend I realized that this whole process lacked something. A clear purpose. Okay, I wanted to improve my mental health, but it was not something I could measure in any way. To get back on track and to my prime productivity, I had to find a project which would make me wanna get up in the morning. An idea was born. People always ask me for advice on how to style their hair, how to get a better physique, how to get rid of acne. Answering everybody one by one is impossible, so I thought I could spend this monk mode time on creating a full guide on how to look better as a man, to help my fans and myself at the same time. I worked day and night. On a computer, on a laptop, on a paper. I even skipped classes just to come back home and script videos. I had wrote down tens of thousands of words and constantly came up against new challenges.
I just called a professional and he told me that I need a website for such course. I guess I have to learn how to create websites now.
Studying, scripting, filming, editing, creating. Hour after hour, day after day, I produced at an insane level because I achieved what I strived for. Flow state. I knew what my purpose was, my mind was focused on it, and before I knew it, a full month went by. I was so focused on the guide that I completely forgot about the reason I started monk mode in the first place. I felt great again, and what helped me improve my mental health weren't different habits, but an ambitious goal, a reason to get out of bed in the morning.
I feel like no matter how many millionaire habits you do, you won't be happy unless you have a reason to get out of bed. As a man, you need a goal to strive for, and only then life's going to reward you.
The second month was a lot different. I had almost finished my project, but I had to get back to making YouTube videos. So, I flew to Bulgaria. I borrowed a drone to practice flying and capture some beautiful landscapes. And I decided to shoot a video about how to be happy and positive on a daily basis. You're going to see it next week. While making that video, I came to a conclusion that I wanted to change one thing about my life. So far, my YouTube career had mostly been based on negative emotions, but I decided to leave that chapter behind and in 2023 focus on spreading as much positivity as possible, not only on YouTube, but also in my day-to-day social interactions. I think it's going to greatly improve not only my life, but also lives of people around me. As the trip slowly came to an end, I felt something that I didn't feel for a long time. I was passionate about the work I did. I felt like I connected with filmmaking and creating positive content again. In the weeks before Monk Mode, I was in a deep creative rut. I had no ideas, no inspiration or motivation to create anything. I filmed videos just to post anything. But during this trip, everything turned around. I've had a big project coming, I felt re-energized and ready for a new chapter. I always believed that if you survive hard times, you're going to be rewarded because life tests ambitious people. Life tests how much you want, what you say you want. 2022 was an easy and very successful year for me, so naturally, I needed some kind of test in 2023. In January, I sat down to it, and 4 months later, I passed it.
Yes! Yes!
As soon as I got back on social media, I secured 2 dream brand deals. I hit a goal weight of 75 kilograms, which means that I lost 10 kilograms. And by the way, I learned to do handstand push-ups.
I honestly don't know what just happened. I've never done this before, but I'm so happy to do it.
On May 1st, I finally released the full guide to look better as a man that I've been working on so hard for the last 2 months.
Oh my god, it's finally over.
To reward myself for all the hard work, I invested into a new drone.
I can't wait to film with this thing.
And let's not forget that my social life was pretty shit last few months, so I went to Sweden with my friends for a few days. It was extremely cold, the water was like 2 Celsius degrees, but it was worth it.
So what did I take away from these last 4 months?
While it was very hard to deal with my dad passing away and various other difficulties, I now know that there is nothing I cannot go through. Is there anything worse that can happen to me in the future? I hope not, but I'm sure that I will be able to deal with it. I reconnected with my passion to creating videos again. Before Monk Mode, I had no inspiration and I even started doubting my whole career. But those problems are gone now, and from now on, I will be publishing good quality content every week. I hope so. I got back to prime productivity. I'm now able to get into creative flow and work for hours without getting distracted.
As I can only see positive aspects of Monk Mode, I'm definitely not going back to how things were. Here's what I'm going to change in my everyday life.
I will keep on planning my days. That way, I will know exactly what to do, which will dramatically decrease any chances of getting distracted. I will keep on going to sleep around 10 p.m. and waking up between 6 to 7 a.m. because I find myself the most productive in the morning. I won't go on a bulk in the nearest future. I will keep the weight I have and learn various calisthenics skills, as that always made me happy. And most importantly, I will focus on spreading as much positivity as possible, not only in real life, but also here on YouTube. I want to focus on this platform a lot this year, so you can expect me to post pretty often.
This 4 months long journey and 2 months long disappearance turned out to be some of the most life-changing moments for me ever. If you feel like you've gotten too comfortable or things aren't going as they should in your life, try Monk Mode. And to everyone who's going through something right now, I want you to look at it as a test, because life is going to test how bad you want what you say you want. Right now is the time when you have to prove how tough you are. Based on that, life is going to choose whether you deserve your dreams or not. If you want to learn how I managed to lose 10 kilograms in only 2 months, then make sure to check out the first link in the description. Hope I was able to motivate you today, And please go talk to your dad today if you can.
And I didn't eventually break up with my girl. We're cool.